Some civil society organizations and chiefs in the Upper West region have petitioned President John Mahama to set up a committee of experts to investigate the issuing of permits to 15 timber merchants to carry out the activities in the region. Addressing a news conference in Wa, the Executive Director of Community for Development Alliance CDA Ghana, Salifu Kantong, said through the activities of the timber merchants, about 300,000 rosewood trees have been cut down in 5 districts of the region. Here's a report by Lydia Fodjo.
The districts are Wa East, Sisala West, Sisala East, Dasiama, Buse, Issa and Lambuse Kani. Mr. Kanton said people in these districts are worried that the activities of these timber merchants can lead to inadequate rainfall, which would further worsen their poverty levels. Government last year granted permission to selected timber companies to harvest rosewood trees that were cut but could not be evacuated due to a suspension placed on the lifting. This permission, however, is said to have been abused by the timber companies. Mr. Kanton said the decision by the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, which opens the door for excessive felling of trees in the 5 districts, contravenes Section 18 of the Timber Resources Management Regulations 1997. He said the continuous depletion of forest reserves in the regions, with specific reference to rosewood, is uncalled for. Mr. Kanton added that the trees serve as carbon base that helps to mitigate climate change and also provide enormous economic and cultural benefits to indigenous.
Timber merchants acting in connivance with officials of the Forestry Commission and the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, as well as some local chiefs and assembly members, has led to massive destruction of over 300,000 tree species in 5 districts of the Upper West region. The rosewood tree species has enormous economic and cultural significance to the inhabitants of the northern savanna ecological area.
Mr. Kanton explained that although the timber merchants claim to have received authority letters from the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, they have overstepped the dictates of the contract. He said the letter directed them to extract the rose roots which were lying on the ground or were confiscated, but they resorted to cutting new ones. He therefore called on President Mahama to revisit the contract in order to rectify the anomaly.
The massive destruction of the environment in the Upper West region under the pretext of buying, lying and confiscated rosewood only is clearly at variance with your government's commitment. This action by the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources seriously brings into question your government's commitment to the vision of a green and afforested north, which is aptly captured in the vision statement of the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, as well as the 2012 manifesto of your party.
Mr. Kanton reiterated the term green afforestation north, which appears in the vision statement of the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority. He urged government to adhere to SADC's afforestation policies in order to salvage the continuous depletion of the country's forest resource.